Welcome back to Fostering Faith, and we hope that you guys tuned in last week for our Thanksgiving episode. If you didn't, go check it out as we pause these series for just a podcast on Thanksgiving and how the Holy Spirit really is kind of just directing us into a posture of Thanksgiving. And so we're going to step back into our series of the fruits of the Spirit, and we are on faithfulness. And so if you are new to this podcast, welcome to Fostering Faith. We're a podcast where we don't have it all figured out, but we are walking through this faith journey together as a community. And if you are back for more episodes because you've tuned in before, welcome back home. And so in today, we're going to step into a world that we throw around often, but rarely slow down enough to feel, examine, or even understand. A word that seems simple on the surface, but it's actually, I think, a little bit deeper. And one of the strongest, most life-altering characteristics that God forms within his people. And today we're going to be talking about faithfulness. And I was reading in Psalms actually just this morning, and it was just about his faithfulness. And so Psalm 52:8, but for me, I am like an green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the faithfulness of God, and forever and ever, I will praise you forever because you have done it. And so just because of his faithfulness. And so we're going to be talking about faithfulness, not fluffy, inspirational, fluffiness, you know, faithfulness, not surface level, try harder version, not a Christian performance version. I'm talking about the faithfulness, the way that God defines it and the way that scripture roots it and the way that Jesus models it and the way that the Holy Spirit produces it inside of you when you are so weak and your strength is gone, your motivation is low, and your circumstances do not make sense. If you feel like you've been hanging on by a thread, this episode's for you. And so faithfulness is not perfection. Faithfulness is not strong all the time. Faithfulness is not ever doubting. Faithfulness is not having it all together. Faithfulness is not pretending that you're okay. Faithfulness in its purest biblical form is this: not letting go of God when everything in life pressures you to let go. Faithfulness is holding on, sometimes by a whisper, sometimes by a wounded hand, sometimes through tears, to the truth that God is who he says he is, even when seasons don't look like you expected. And I want you to hear me clearly. If life has been hard, if the year hasn't gone the way that you've hoped, if you're tired, confused, overwhelmed, or even disappointed, none of that disqualifies you from faithfulness. In fact, those are the places where real faithfulness is born. James 1:12 says, "Blessed are those who persevere under trial." Perseverance is not glamorous, but it is holy. Faithfulness is not loud, but it's powerful. Faithfulness is not always exciting, but it is eternal. Faithfulness is what heaven rewards. And let's go back into scripture. Faithfulness is woven into the entire Bible, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. One of the most beautiful passages in the Old Testament is Lamentations 3:22-23, where Jeremiah says, "The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases, for his compassion will never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." This makes me like, what makes this verse so stunning is not the words, but it's context. Jeremiah isn't writing this in a peaceful season. He's writing it in devastation. The city is destroyed. The people are broken. Everything feels hopeless. Yet Jeremiah doesn't say life is faithful. He says God is faithful. This is biblical faithfulness, the ability to anchor your soul in what God is, not in what life is doing. You see, the foundation of faithfulness is God's faithfulness. Your faithfulness is not something you manufacture. It is something that you mirror. In 2 Timothy 2:13, Paul says, if you are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. God's faithfulness is not a reaction. It's his nature. It's who he is. He is faithful when you're strong and faithful whenever you are weak, faithful whenever you are steady and faithful whenever you're emotional, faithful whenever you are running, and faithful whenever you feel distant, faithful whenever your heart is on fire, and faithful whenever you can barely hang on. Your faithfulness grows when you see His. You don't know, and I don't know who needs this right now, but the Holy Spirit is saying you're not failing, you're fighting. Faithfulness is not proven by perfect behavior. Faithfulness is proven by continued dependence. The very fact that you turn to God when you're hurting, that's faithfulness. The very fact that you pray when you don't feel like it, that's faithfulness. The very fact that you show up in worship when the week has been so heavy, that's faithfulness. The very fact that you keep trying, that's faithfulness. And heaven sees that. Heaven sees what others don't. Now, let's look at Jesus, because his image is a perfect faithfulness. In Hebrews 12:2, it says that Jesus endured the cross for the joy set before him. Faithfulness carried him through the suffering, through the betrayal, through the loneliness, through the pain. Jesus didn't endure because he felt good, because it felt good. He endured because he trusted the Father. And that is faithfulness that you can't even explain. Trusting God's character when you cannot trace his hand. Think about the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus was literally sweating drops of blood. He was overwhelmed. He was sorrowful to the point of death. And he prays, "Not my will, but yours be done." The fact that he was sinless and was going to take on the burdens of sin and be disconnected from his Father for a moment in time. Can you imagine how that felt for him? The overwhelming sense of taking on our sin, past, present, and future. Everyone sins. Can you imagine that weight? And he says, "Not my will, but yours be done." But that's faithfulness. Faithfulness in obedience is in confusion. Faithfulness is surrender and sorrow. Faithfulness is trust in the uncertain. Faithfulness is to say yes when everything inside of you wants to run away. And then this is where the Holy Spirit steps in, because faithfulness is not a fruit of your personality. It is a fruit of the Spirit. And in Galatians 5:22, faithfulness sits right in the middle of the fruit list, meaning the Holy Spirit grows it inside of you. It's not manufactured. You surrender to it. You yield to it. Faithfulness arises whenever you stay connected to the vine. And Jesus said in John 15:5, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." That means you can't be faithful in your own strength. Faithfulness grows whenever you remain close in prayer, in scripture, in worship, in that stillness, and being really honest with God. And let's look at faithfulness through the story of Abraham. In Genesis 12, God calls him to leave everything he's ever known. No map, no timeline, no direction, no details. No, "Hey, let's plan this for 6 months down the road. Hey, turn on your GPS. Hey, we're going to be there by 3:15. No, he doesn't give him anything. God's only direction is go. And what's he do? Abraham just goes. Just goes. How many times have you been called to go and you don't go? Or we turn into like Jonah. God says go and he says no. He's like, I'll be darned. I am not going. No, I do not like those people. In Nineveh, I'm not going. And he says, he calls you to go bless somebody. And you're like, no, I'm not. They don't deserve it. And so we've done a podcast on that too. How slow is your go? And so it's about go. And Abraham goes. And that's faithfulness. But even Abraham, the father of faith, had moments of doubt. Moments of confusion, moments where he tried to fix the promise in his own strength, yet God still called him faithful. Why? Because biblical faithfulness is not flawless obedience. It is continued obedience. It is walking with God even when you don't walk perfectly. And some of you have been thinking about God, thinking God is disappointed with you because you're not perfect. But scripture shows us that God honors the one who keeps coming back. In Proverbs 24:16 says, the righteous person falls seven times and rises again. Rising again is faithfulness. And I want you to think about Moses for a minute. In Exodus 33:15, Moses says, if your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up there. Faithfulness is not going everywhere. Faithfulness is going only where he goes. Faithfulness is not refusing to move without him. Faithfulness is choosing the direction based on the presence and not the pressure. And we can't talk about faithfulness without talking about seasons. Every believer walks through seasons of dryness, seasons of waiting, seasons of silence. And the Bible calls this the wilderness. And in Deuteronomy 8:2, God says he leads us through the wilderness to test our hearts, not to punish us, but to form us, to refine us, to remove what's weak and strengthen what's eternal. Faithfulness is forged in barren places. And if you're in a season where you feel like nothing is moving, nothing is changing, nothing is shifting, this is not a waste of time. This is holy ground. Wilderness seasons don't destroy faithfulness. They reveal it. And some of you need to hear this right now. The Holy Spirit is giving you credit for faithfulness that you don't even see in yourself. You think you're failing because you're tired, but heaven sees how you're staying, how you've prayed, how you've trusted you when your emotions didn't match, how you've showed up in ways that no one else saw, how you have clung to God when life tried to shake you loose. That's faithfulness. And here's the truth. Faithfulness is not loud. It's not glamorous. And it's not Instagrammable. Faithfulness is quiet and consistent. Faithfulness is hidden endurance. Faithfulness is showing up. Faithfulness is staying when walking away would be easier. Faithfulness is believing God's promises more than your feelings. Faithfulness is looking at the mountain and saying, my God is still good. Faithfulness is carrying the truth of Hebrews 13:5. I will never desert you, nor will I forsake you. And because God is faithful, you can be faithful. And I want to bring you to one more scripture because I'm in Psalms right now. And so Psalms 37:3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Faithfulness must be cultivated. It grows in the soil of repetition. And so we talked about repetition. We talked about consistency a ton on this podcast. And even just in the fitness and health, repetition and consistency pays off. It grows everyday obedience. It grows in choosing God again and again and again. Faithfulness is not proven in the big moments. Faithfulness is built in the small ones. I think I have a screensaver that says small choices lead to big impact. And so let's end here with hope. And so your faithfulness is not measured by how strong you feel. It's measured on how consistently you hold on to God, even in the weaknesses. The Holy Spirit is the one who strengthens you, the one who steadies you, the one who empowers you, the one who cultivates faithfulness inside of you until it becomes a rhythm. And so how can we put this into action? How can we put action into this faithfulness? And so whenever you're looking at how to become more faithful, how do we put this into practice? And so stay close. One daily yes. Faithfulness grows with proximity, not perfection, not performance, just proximity. And so pick one thing today to stay close to God. Read one chapter of Psalms. I have my kids doing this in class. And so we read one chapter in the morning and one chapter at night. Pray for 5 honest minutes. Worship in the car. Journal one scripture. Sit quietly and say, Holy Spirit, I'm here. One yes grows roots. One yes keeps you in the vine. One yes cultivates faithfulness. 2, stay honest. Faithfulness is not depending to be strong. It's bringing the weakness to God. And let's Say what's real. God, I'm tired. God, I'm confused. God, I don't understand. God, help me stay faithful. Honesty invites the Holy Spirit into places that you're trying to manage alone. Psalm 62:8, pour out your soul before him. Pour out your heart. Your honesty is your faithfulness. 3, stay in the fight. Do the next right thing. Faithfulness is not about tomorrow. Faithfulness is not about 5 years from now. Faithfulness is about the next right step. Ask yourself, what does obedience look like right now? Then do that. Not everything, not a whole plan, just the next step. Send the apology. Open the Bible. Forgive again. Show up again. Pray again. Try again. Galatians 6:9 says, do not grow weary, for in due time we will reap if we do not give up. That the next step, the next seed, and God will grow the harvest. And if you want to be bold, speak this out loud today. This declaration is powerful for you. Say, God, you are faithful. And because you hold me, I can stay faithful. I will not quit. I will not retreat. I will not go. You are steady, and I am safe with you. Speak it until your heart believes it. Speak it until you believe what you say. And so we hope this message encouraged you. We would love to pray for you this week. And so, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for the Holy Spirit strengthening every listener with the kind of faithfulness that does not break under pressure. Remind them of God's unwavering faithfulness. Thank you that we can trust you and obey and surrender and stay close to you. Thank you that you are never leaving us. Thank you that you're not forsaking us. Thank you that we get to grow in your faithfulness, that outlast emotion, outlast the storms, outlast the seasons. Thank you that we are anchored in you so deeply. Thank you that we have steady feet and that we are not walking away. Thank you that we are quieting our fears. Thank you that we are showing up like you showed up for us. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, we hope that this message encouraged you. If you have a friend, send it to them. If you know someone is walking through a season, send it to them. Leave us a comment. Leave us a review. Help our little podcast grow. We love you guys, and we hope that you are faithful even in your weaknesses, because it's more beautiful to stay connected to God than anything else. Have a great week. Bye.